Mr. Mark's Classroom, episode 120-something.
Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to welcome you today to Mr. Mark's Classroom. My name is Mark Jones, and we want to bring clarity to you and your leadership with kids ministry. We have preschool ministers. We have children's ministers. We have classroom teachers who are investing a lot in what they do, and we are so grateful to see people teach these children about Jesus and lead them to Him. So we want to equip you with more, and today I have this incredible guest I'm just dying to introduce to you to. Many of you already know her. Her name is Calista Storz. She is at Lifeway Christian Resources and has been such a great friend to all of us in ministry. And I just want to welcome you, Calista. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor. I am always honored and humbled and just amazed that God lets me do what I do.
Well, I know that I've gotten to ride in with you at some conferences and some things we've gone to, and I can tell you, Calista is a friend to all, and I think that she is so open to share life and her experience in the church as well as in her own classes that she teaches, and I think probably the way I connect with you the most is when you share those times that it like didn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't always work out for me. Well, you know, one of the big things that we deal with all the time in our ministry is that we are trying to figure out our team, how to put our team together, how to build our team. What do we need to do? What do we need to know that we could better relate to them and know them and lead them? And I had the privilege of sitting in a training session that Calista was leading about this very topic. And I asked her if she would come and be a part of this with us today so she could share with you just some nuggets of truth that you could really use that would take you forward in your ministry. So, Calista, why don't you take it away? What do we do and how do we start this?
Okay, well, this kind of came about, I wish I could say it was all my idea, but I was reading a book, actually, by Kevin Lehman called Having a New You by Friday, and it was really talking about me, about myself, about my personality, and how it fit with all the other personalities in my family, and so as I was reading it, I thought, this would be a great leadership tool, so I got to thinking about my team, and so often, when you're a children's minister, preschool minister, youth minister, whomever, you are often in a prearranged marriage. You come into your church,
yes,
already there. And so sometimes you don't have the opportunity to pick and choose to say, well, this person's like me, this person's not, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got this mix of people that you're like, I've got to figure out how to work with these people.
I think it's worth saying also that not everyone leads the way I lead or the way you lead.
Right.
And I think people who haven't recognized that yet are probably very frustrated.
And so often, yeah, your personalities rub because you're like, I want them to be like me, but God has gifted everybody very differently, very thankfully. And we have a tendency as leaders to want to surround ourselves with people who are like us, have the same mindset. You know, and I'm not saying values. Obviously, you want a leadership team with the same values you have who will share your vision.
Right.
Exactly. However, so many times I want people with my personality, and I don't want to mess with other personalities, and that's really not what you need.
No.
So this is kind of where this came from. You might have a very strong leader on your team. And this whole Kevin Lehman book was based on dogs and personalities. And I'm sure most of you have taken personality tests that say, I'm an otter, I'm a Great Dane, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
This is along that line. And
He
used all dogs. So the first one's a Great Dane leader. And this is the type of leader or even maybe a volunteer on your team who is very strong, my way or the highway kind of person. And
Now, listen, I just have to say that I also recognize, even in classes, when I'm putting teachers together, and I've even used the term, are you more of an alpha teacher or an assistant teacher? Because I don't want to put two alphas button heads.
No.
So I think it's wise to think that through.
Yeah, totally. In my opinion, this analogy really works. It works in my own home where I have three alpha dogs. Sometimes I have to be in there in the middle of it.
Are these really your dogs, or these are your kids? No,
these are my kids and my husband. Hopefully they will not see this. But every now and then I have to come in the middle of all that pack. But it can work at home. It can work where you work. It can work in your leadership team, in your classrooms, and you can't even notice it in the kids that you teach.
I agree.
You have that one leader of the pack who it's like my way or the highway. They're very strong leadership skills and push. Sometimes you're a little bit worried about their bite as opposed to the bark, but I have found out usually the bark is worse than the bite, but they're very, very strong leaders and God has gifted them in that. Now, the next type of leader that this particular class that I taught on is what we call a poodle leader. And a poodle is a type of leader who, again, is a very strong leader, but it's a black and white kind of thing. And it's not necessarily my way or the highway. It's more of a, we got to do this the right way, which I think can be great. There are some excellent skills in this type of person because they're very organized. They're going to treat everybody fairly. What's right for one is right for all, or what's not right for one is not right for all. And I think there are some very strong, great leadership skills in that type of person. However, sometimes that type of person can put those rules and those policies in front of people.
And now that's a good point because, I mean, I kind of think about the poodle as all groomed and manicured and fluffed and everything's in a perfect place, you know. Mm-hmm. But if the focus is on everything in its perfect place, that's going to make for messy ministry because people aren't operating like that. Yeah. And God does everything through relationships. And so that's what he wants us to do is through relationships. So we'll have to break that mold and maybe even have a messy moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do have to give in a little bit. And even that Great Dane, while he's a great leader, has a great vision, et cetera, he can bark at people and he can run over people. And sometimes he will put that in front of those relationships and he can scare people off and you know, hurt feelings and those kinds of things. So there's good and bad, I think, in all relationships. The third type of person that I like to talk about then is a Yorkie. And that type of personality obviously is very fun and bouncy and let's do this and let's do it the fun way. We'll get it done. I just want to have fun while we're doing it. And so many of us children's leaders are like that and very, very jumpy and bouncy and life of the party kind of people. Yeah. And I think it's great. There's that great relationship building that you were just talking about in that type of person. But while you have that quality, you've got some poodles and some Great Danes over here going, oh, that's great. She's all good and fun, but is she getting anything done?
Yeah. Ooh, calm down and do something.
Right. And while in your mind and in your heart as a Yorkie, you feel like, hey, I'm building some great strong relationships, and you probably are, you have to make sure that you're still focused, that the people that you're leading realize, hey, she's a lot of fun, but she knows what she's doing. Don't let her fool you. Mm-hmm. And so just make sure that you're, while you're doing all these fun things, that you're still keeping your vision, you're still keeping your focus. Everything that you're doing, while fun, still has a reason. If I take the kids to Six Flags or, you know, some theme park, is there a reason behind what I'm doing? Not that I'm going to go and have a devotional every other hour while they're there, but am I going after kids in our community that might not otherwise come? Then that might be my vision.
Am I building relationships with parents that are going to be there? And, be purposeful.
Purpose. That is so important. And then the last leader is what we like to call, it's an Irish setter kind of person, Labrador, Irish setter kind of person who is a people pleaser.
Well.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
we can get ourselves in trouble. I'm kind of a mix. I like to say, in fact, that all of us as leaders are mutts. We're a mixture of all these things. And that's what makes a good leader, is having a mixture of all of these different personalities to make them work. Because that Irish setter, while she or he is building relationships with people, because they're so easygoing, they're non-judgmental. Oh, you know what? If that makes you happy, we'll do it. Oh, but this, you know, that made you happy, but now I've messed this up over here, and I got to go over here and, you know, make sure it's okay. And so while that's great, you can tend to get so involved with all of the people pleasing that you're not keeping in the forefront of your mind what's best for the kids, what's best for the kingdom, what's best for this church, what's best for families, instead of trying to please everybody. So you have to really have a good, solid vision in mind what I want this to look like, so that when that mercy side of you wants to reach out, that you still can, but you have to be able to work together. Mm-hmm. One of the examples I always give, because I tend to be a little bit more of a, probably the Irish setter type person. And so, for instance, and this really truly happened to me, but we were having parents' night out at our church. And of course, you put out notices for months, and this is the deadline, and got to be signed up by such and such time.
It's right here.
So inevitably, if it was Sunday night, well, I'll even give them till Wednesday night. Okay. Wednesday night is the final cutoff for Friday night's parents' night out. And it's been on the calendar for weeks, and I've put all kinds of things out there. So inevitably, Friday morning, I would get a phone call. Oh, Calista, we've been out of town. We were out of town Sunday, and I was gonna sign up, and we forgot. And, you know, really, I would love to bring my kids. And, you know, obviously, it's the person, unfortunately, who has three kids. And then you will also say, and I invited my people across the street, this wonderful family, and well, they weren't Christians, and they've got five kids, and we just really wanted them to come to this event. So in my heart, as that little Irish setter, I'm like, well,
don't you love kids?
Okay, you can come. So then I would go and tell my coordinator, who happens to be a poodle, that, oh, I've got these more kids coming, da da da. And she goes, I cannot believe you just did this to me. Yeah. First of all, that's going to require at least probably two more teachers. Maybe at least one, if not two. We've already ordered all the resources. We've already ordered the pizza or whatever. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, Calista, I've told three other families from the church this morning that they cannot bring, that they cannot register late. So you better hope that they don't talk to the person that you did let register late. So it's what I'm saying, all that too. From then on, I just immediately said, just go ask the coordinator if you can do it. I don't even want to say yes or no. But what I say through all of that is find out what your strengths are. I'm that Irish setter. So I had to have a poodle on my team to help me be organized, to help me say no if I had to. If you are a Great Dane, you need maybe somebody like me who can say, now, I know you're angry at so-and-so. Let me help you know what to say so that you don't break a heart, you don't break a bridge.
Let me help you put yourself in their shoes.
Exactly. And so you need people who are not like you.
Right.
You need people who are opposites almost of you to help you through some things. The other thing is, if me as an Irish setter, if I have a Great Dane on my team who's constantly pushing me, which iron sharpens iron, and that's not always a bad thing. But sometimes what I choose to do is to give that Great Dane a project and say, you know what? I need you to run this project. Would you just take it with it? And so that helps that person who's very strong have something that they think's important, or that is important, not just thinks, but it's important. It uses their skills. I'm not a great poodle. I do like to follow rules, but I don't like to straighten up my resource room. So I found a poodle who loves to go straighten.
Yay for that!
And she loved it. So you just find people who aren't necessarily like you, but who will share your vision and will know their strengths. You know your strengths. You know your weaknesses, and you work along that line.
And you know, we have to be careful, because just like you telling that family and their neighbors they can come, then you've got a lady who followed the rules, and she did it right, you did it wrong, and she might get to the place she says, forget it. I can't work for her. And there you are. You've missed someone really terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone off my team who says, Calista, I can't do this anymore because I don't want to send people angry to her because I'm the one who messed up. So that's not fair for her. So yes, you want to hang on to those mm-hmm. people.
I think it's so wise to say, build your team with all of this, because you can have such respect for the view, the vantage point that each of them are going to bring. And if you have a team of you, all of you, because you like the way that sounds and all yes people, you're really not giving your church the very best.
Exactly.
When people can invest and work together, there is just so much they can accomplish, but you really have to respect the strengths of the other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, sometimes we are mutts. If there's a time when I have to be a Great Dane, I can be a Great Dane.
Sure.
If there are times when I have to be that poodle and that rule follower, I can do that.
Right.
So just know that just based on what your situation is sometimes those strengths come out, but it's a lot easier when you get that team together who can pull with you and do it.
Very good. So I think it's worth, just as we summarize this, just to quickly say, you know what? If you're doing it all alone, you're doing it wrong. Because, listen, Satan is going to put all kinds of lies out there. He's the king of liars. And he is going to lie and say, oh, no, it'd be easier if you just did this by yourself. Just take care of that. You don't need anyone. And you're running yourself ragged. There are a lot of responsibilities that you're up against, and you really do need to delegate those out. And as you delegate them, look at these people and the wonderful gifts they have, their personalities and how they could contribute so much. I'm just going to admit something today. I have always thought I was very organized. Like, it may not look amazing, but I did have a system. Like, I followed certain ways. I have a day timer. I plan things out. I am working on things. And I've learned to let things go, let things come, and all of that. But the truth is, there's so much right now that I called someone this morning and said, would you be a consultant and sit down with me and let me pay you for a day to sort through all of this that's ahead of me and help me create a system where I can get organized, because I'm more of a Great Dane and she is a poodle and she is very clear. That she looks at it super clear, and I need her perspective.
We're making it harder on ourselves when we don't.
Making it harder on ourselves, right.
Of wanting to say, I can do this all myself, our pride gets in the way of wanting to admit I need some help. And I'm so glad that you got to do that for yourself. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And I actually had that conversation with myself, Calista, that said, after I said, I'm just going to call some and get some help. And then I thought, oh, you can do this. You've done this before. You just need some time to get it worked out. Yeah. And then it's like it's probably the Holy Spirit said, yeah, how's that working for you?
I love that.
Oh, I'll call. Oh. And you know what? She was glad to help. It's her favorite thing to do. And she has access to tools and resources, technology that I don't know and don't have time to learn. And she will teach me only the things I need to know. And that's great.
Well, and I've heard it said before, don't rob someone else from their blessing. You know, if you're doing something that you're not meant to do, you're taking a blessing away from somebody else being able to do what they're supposed to do. And I loved that. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great word.
And you know, we're enlisting people constantly. I mean, I know at the beginning of the school year, we enlist like crazy. And before VBS, we enlist like crazy, but we're enlisting all the time. And to keep in mind how we've got a makeup of a team and they could really use an organizer, or we have a makeup of a team and they could really use a leader, someone who could relate to, and you're like, okay, that's what I'm looking for now. So just by looking at what you said today even helps give you a little bit of a structure in putting together those teams that maybe you're not even a part of, but you're facilitating it.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That would be so awesome. So don't get jealous of someone else's gifts and strength. They are dependent on you just like you're dependent on them.
Exactly.
Good call. Okay, tell us the name of that book again, because that sounds like a winner.
It really is. It's an older book. It's called Have a New You by Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's by Dr. Kevin Lehman, who's just a great writer. He's a very
humorous,
common sense kind of guy, you know.
Mm-hmm. And he does have some funny stories. So I like Kevin, that's for sure. Hey, tell us how people can get a hold of some resources or places where you're going to be, because it would be awesome for them to connect with you.
Well, we do have an Etch conference. It's everything church and home here in Nashville, again, at Music City Center. It is October 16th through the 18th. And so there are going to be tons of leaders here doing breakout sessions, as well as some great times of worship, which, you know, as well as I do, that a lot of times children's and student mm-hmm. leaders don't actually get a time to worship.
Exactly.
Truly worship. And so we have a time of that. We've got some great general session speakers, and then some great breakout speakers as well. I get to teach again this year. Like I said, I'm always amazed. I'm going to be teaching on 5 things that pastors need to know about that need from you as children's ministers. So some good ways to relate to your pastor. And there's a ton of stuff that we'll be doing. So I hope you come. We're excited about it.
Man, it's a great conference. I mean, plus getting to go to Nashville is so much fun. I think it's a great city to visit and eat. I'm just gonna say. And I have loved gone for years. And I'm also teaching this year as well in some of those breakouts. Yeah. And so it will be so much fun. Come and say hi to us. But you can register now at the Lifeway website, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you can go to the Lifeway website. Put in Etch, ETCH, to be able to do it that way. We also have a Facebook notification out there, so you can click on that, go to Lifeway Kids and find that, click on there. But yeah, we can get you registered. If you can't do it that way, you call me, I'll find a way.
Okay, that sounds great. Calista, thank you for being with us today and to teach us this great information of building our teams. I appreciate you and all you do. Thank you for supporting kids ministry like you do.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom. I'm so glad you joined us today. And by the way, you can go to iTunes and rate this podcast. Let us know what you think so that it can be in front of more people and they would be able to find us and be able to learn as well. Well, we're so glad that you invest your life with boys and girls in teaching the Bible. Your life is a gift. So go and make it count.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at mrmarksclassroom.com.
Until next time, remember, your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.